Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's Friday, so that's all that matters. And we're hanging out with Lori and Julia. What couldn't be better going into the weekend, right,
really,
guys?
Honestly,
it's not a better way.
Okay, so one of the things when I was on my honeymoon, we met this couple from London, from England.
You sound like
And they were on a 3-week extravaganza.
Casey and I have always met Europeans in Playa del Carmen. They'd love to vacation there.
Australians and English people.
In January,
and
February.
And Toronto.
Yes, because it's not that warm anywhere in Europe
yet. It isn't that warm yet. And they were on this big, and she was seeing the 12 Wonders of the World and the pyramid at, you know, Chichen Itza or wherever
to go.
All right,
don't go.
All right, so anywho, he's telling me, you know, we're just yapping. And he's telling
poolside.
Me, yeah, poolside, they didn't use an umbrella. I'm totally under an umbrella, you know, and we're just talking about what he does. And he is a head of sales, vice president of sales for this printer company. But what this printer, I said, oh, you'd love Lori and I. We're keeping the printing business, ink people. It's for it's an inkjet type of business that he's in, okay? I said, you'd love us, because we love paper. And he goes, me too.
Right.
He likes, you know, people who love paper, we love working that way. So anyway, he's telling me, and he goes, you'll get a kick out of this, because we're asking each other, what do you do? And I said, I do pop culture talk show, you know? And so he says, well, you might get a kick out of this story. And he says, it's about Ellen. And I said, not only will I, but my partner, Lori, will get a huge kick out of this story.
Especially if it's going to be about how mean she is,
here's the deal. So this company that he works for has this printer that costs gazillions of dollars, okay? Yeah. But what it does, it's for the really, 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 really rich people who have original Monets or Rembrandts or Van Goghs, who don't want to have the original in their home anymore. They want to put it in a security situation, but they still want to display the artwork.
The reproduction. It's so fine.
So fine that you can't tell. Okay.
Wow.
So this is what this inkjet does. So Ellen approached this company, and it's out of Vermont. She's meeting with his boss, and is really interested to have them come on the Ellen Show and show what this printer does. Okay?
Say, that's not a good idea.
Okay, well, just for other people, she just loves the technology, was interested in having her artwork be used as a model.
Oh, so she wouldn't have to pay for it. So she could get it for free.
But listen to me.
You
have to listen to me.
That is not a good topic.
Listen to me.
For an afternoon show.
Listen to me, though. So anyway, so they're having a lot of dialogue and conversations about how it would work and having them come on the show and demo it. And so he invites them. They were over outside of Bath in England, specifically to this kind of secret place where Ellen and Portia were going to meet him for dinner and to finalize the deal. And so Ellen and Portia are there, and his boss is there, walks into this pub in the hidden area that no one knew about. It was a top secret meeting, but they were in contact all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gets there, and then Ellen, you know, he tells her how much it's going to cost. And she's like, well, we want it for free. And he's like, well, that is absolutely not possible. And she immediately stops talking to him. Can't even believe it. Kind of shuns him. Can't even believe it. He was like, bleep you.
Oh, good.
And
good
walked out on them. But he couldn't believe how She was so
she had this original, some kind of original painting that probably she spent however many millions potentially, and she can't pay.
And he told me I could say this on the air. Yeah, he told me I could. So he goes, "You can say that on the air."
Wow.
And he just said it was they were frenzy, besties.
But he didn't understand that what she and this is and that this is not ethical of her. She thought he was going to understand that it was a quid pro quo situation.
Yeah. But he said,
for being on the show.
He said our audience is not Ellen fans of the TV show. And we are working with rich art dealers.
And
Ellen's who may not watch that.
Ellen's audience doesn't care about seeing that either. So it would have made no sense. So this would have been a booking that Ellen's doing. It'll be towards the end of the show, and she's getting something for free. Honestly,
but he just said it was so, they were so buddy for quite a while.
Right, quite a while,
you know.
She thought he got it.
Quite a while, and then sudden turn of events. Oh,
so cheap.
And she's like, no, we're not paying, you know, kind of thing. And he's like, bleep you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's entitlement, and that's just complete misreading the room.
But it was such a top secret meeting, and she was so excited to meet him and see the area and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The minute they sit down.
Yeah. Did he say how much it would have cost?
No, he didn't. He said these printers cost gobs of money. I mean, because it's the highest.
I'm guessing a reproduction, maybe you pay. It's like what people do with jewelry and they get the good fake jewelry and then they put the real jewelry
in the vault.
In a vault and then wear the other stuff.
Yes, because everyone knows they have the real jewelry. Yeah. They think it's on, you know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, but he just said
thinking, is it like $100,000?
It's more than
that. Is it a half a million?
No, it was expensive.
But whatever it is, Ellen can afford it because she owns the original.
But she was just trying to use her star power, her ego, and
the show. No,
and the boss is really like, well, how is this benefiting me?
Right.
Being on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Exactly.
No, none.
You know, I was willing to, because she was really.
It would be Forgers might be watching.
Well, it was interesting. I just thought it was.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, Lori will appreciate that story.
Well, a couple days after you.
You too, Grant. I don't mean to dismiss you.
No, I love that because I'm a collector myself.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. So what would the purpose be for your audience?
Oh, God. Yeah. Not for me at all because it's this complete misconception on her end.
Yeah.
She had no idea what she was trying to do.
She did because she's Ellen.
She did. Yeah.
She knew what she was doing.
And this was in like 2018 or 19.
Here's another example of clueless Ellen. So a couple days after you left, you know, Casey and I were in big contact with Auntie Catherine because Montecito and Santa Barbara and that whole
side of California.
Yeah. She lives right there.
You know, the mud and she's on that little river.
Yeah.
And so like it was like that Thursday or Friday, and it was really, I mean, Montecito was being evacuated.
Yeah, scary rains.
We were checking in with Auntie Catherine because she's like at the bottom of what would be a hill in that,
river
or whatever. And Ellen posted from her home, which is, I guess her home she has in Montecito is not like on a hillside, but it's next to a river. And she's got a parka on. It's just pouring rain. And she's standing by the river that's running through her property. And she tells everybody on Instagram, insists in a rather scoldy voice that we start to be kind to Mother Nature because Mother Nature is mad at us.
No.
And I'm like, it's too late. And this isn't helping anybody who's been swept away, their home, their animals. And, you know, there were like people were dying and she's scolding the world or whoever follows her. I just happened to see it on Extra was good and dishy and played it and, you know, positioned it as though Ellen really, does she care about the world? Is she yelling at us?
Right.
Because she's like, Mother Nature is really mad at it. We haven't been good to her. And I'm just like, oh, Ellen. Read the rain.
Read the river.
Read the rain. This is not necessary.
No kidding. I absolutely love that. All right, listen.
Clueless.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with Random Thoughts.
Hey, everybody, it's Lori and Julia for our favorite place. It feels like we're in Mexico when we're not, is El Burrito Mercado. And you just got back from Mexico
having
all the the fresh salsa, the peppers, the carnitos, the the bakery. All that's available at El Burrito Mercado.
It is. And you know what else, Lori, is they are the only place to have an authentic Mexican breakfast in the Twin Cities.
That's true.
And it's the weekend, and you could go and have breakfast, then go shop in the deli.
You can have dinner and have some drinks.
You can
do the takeout deli if you're having any people over for any playoff games or something.
And, of course, their guacamole and their salsas and their chips and everything are so authentic. It's the best tasting stuff in town. It's so wonderful. You can get it all to go.
Yeah.
It tastes like carnitas and everything.
Everything. And then they've got the grocery store. So if you'd like to make some of your own things, they've got the Mercado, the whole marketplace, El Burrito Mercado.
We love it.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so many things to choose from right now. But you know our little mini obsession with Elizabeth Holmes, the Theranos founder.
Oh,
and
yes.
Amanda Seyfried just won the Critics' Choice Awards for playing her in the Hulu show. What's it called again?
The Dropout.
The Dropout.
And Amanda won the Golden Globe, too, for The Dropout.
It's very compelling and good.
I need to watch this.
I haven't either. It's good.
It's compelling and good. Well, she is, she was sentenced to, 11 years? Mm-hmm. 11 years in prison. But she isn't starting. She's pregnant right now with her second child. She's not starting her sentence until April 27th.
After the baby's born.
Right. But the prosecutors today accused Holmes of an attempted fleeing the country.
Uh-oh.
She booked a one-way flight to Mexico, departing shortly after her conviction. And her attorneys are saying that she's a risk. She needs to go to prison before April 27th.
She's got money and some offshore account in another name or something.
Yep.
Good catch on them. Good catch.
Wow. I wonder how she got busted. See, that would be my instinct, would be to run.
Yeah,
for sure.
You would think of a name like that.
For sure, because it's a federal charge. And what we learned, Julia, is with Jen Shah, we really got exhausted. When you plead guilty to a federal crime, you serve 85% of your sentence.
Right.
There's no getting
a reduced sentence. There's no good doing behavior, anything really good. There's no great turnaround. It doesn't matter.
85%.
Grant, so you would flee?
Oh, I know I would want to. It's the inner Bonnie and Clyde.
If I had the money, I would just
slink off to Zanzibar
and get some great plastic surgery.
But if it's a federal case, they've got that name on a no-fly list where if she booked anything, I'm sure it was red flag immediately.
But I mean, she had another name. She had an alias.
She's not booking anything under her real name.
No.
That'd be
She's
dumb,
already
yeah.
paid and set up, whoever you find
a
to
fake
find.
A passport,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, a good passport.
That sounds like a good show.
Yeah, that could be a movie in itself.
It could be a movie in itself.
Well, that was a compassionate judge, I guess, that,
with the baby.
Because I wonder if she were not Elizabeth Theranos. I'm pretty sure if she was a woman of color, she wouldn't have been given any of these concessions.
You're probably really,
100%
really
right.
True. Yeah. Okay, so here, people at Leeds School of Food and Science Nutrition and its School of Mechanical Engineering.
Yeah, that's one of my journals.
I know it is, Lori. But they have worked together, and they've been trying to figure out forever why... Does eating chocolate feel so perfect?
It's the fat.
Did you already say this?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, and you were not here on Tuesday.
Oh, well, yes. There we go.
Yep.
The fat. And Stephanie March was intrigued with the idea that you call it the fat. It's how it melts.
Yep. In your mouth.
It melts, and it got me going down a memory wavelength because I still love an ice cube, and I don't know that anything melts better than your mouth than what those ice cubes, those little chocolate
at the gas station.
They still are, Julia. They have a high amount of fat on those things. They are the most incredible.
Dreamiest. I thought you were talking about an ice cube, and that's cold.
The chocolate ice cubes.
They're the dreamiest melters. You're so right about that. I loved
those.
But I put them in the freezer.
But it's how it melts in your mouth.
Oh, and the replica tongue you talked about. Now, this is just it's fine.
Oh, the gold wrapping. I just forgot. Albert's chocolate ice cubes. I forgot.
They have them at my Marshall stop.
They have them at smaller, kind of not main brand convenience stores.
And they're right there, right at the checkout. And
more
it's
local
an impulse
stores.
Buy.
They used to be like a penny. Then they went up to like a nickel. And now, what are they, a quarter?
Now you can get 100 of them, 100 count for $30 on Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get them for my little store.
Right,
but I do love that ice cube. And I remember just thinking that is... And
the
it's never really... You know, I mean, yes, like a good, any good, you know,
you're right
chocolate
about it.
Celeste,
you're right.
But it had a unique melt factor.
That's, you're so
it's
right
true.
About that.
That is,
You're so right about that. Okay, so we were just talking about El Burrito Mercado and how much we love the authentic Mexican food and the guacamole. Well, a study came out, surprise, surprise, the most popular Super Bowl food in America is, they did 10 of them. Guacamole, chips and salsa, tater tots, chili, buffalo wings, hummus, nachos, pigs in blankets, spinach, artichoke dip, and meatballs.
But like if you're having people, I do like the idea of having a taco bar. It's so easy because then people can make nachos.
Yeah.
You can go to El Burrito, get meat.
You could have some lettuce there. People could have a salad bowl, like a burrito bowl or something.
I do the tacos in a bag every Super Bowl. We just make all the fixings and then I have my Doritos, your Fritos, your regular chips, and then you can just take your bag, make your taco in a bag.
I like that. It's easy and fun.
I we always get hungry, and especially on a Friday. Okay, so at the Cancun airport, there's a Bubba Gump shrimp.
Yes.
Which I think there might still be one at the Mall of America.
There was, I think so.
Is still.
Okay, so the Mall of America opened how many years ago?
25 years ago.
Didn't we just celebrate it or something?
Yeah. Yep.
I still had, up until recently, my Bubba Gump shrimp gift card that someone gave us so many years ago.
Did you use it?
No.
There?
Oh. No, I didn't have it with me. Who would think? Bubba Gump is at the Cancun airport.
Yeah.
But I literally think about how long and how bad I am with gift cards.
Me too. Horrible.
I am.
You're horrible. You might as well throw your money out your car window. Don't
remember I used
gift
the Jack's gift card like 15 years after they gave it to us and they still honored it.
Yeah, that was nice.
Jack's is now gone, I think.
They say this happens.
No, they're not. Jack's is still there.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of okay.
Something else.
Yeah. But Bubba Gump, didn't Brittany work there?
I have no idea.
I think she did. She said that she's got some funny stories of her. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to go quote me up, but I'm pretty sure Brittany worked at the Bubba Gump.
Did you stop at the Cancun airport at Bubba Gump, or you just noticed it and passed?
I just laughed, thinking I finally just might have thrown out that one. But today is National Use Your Darn Gift Card Day, and they say that, according to creditcards.com, $21 billion of gift cards go unused. I am such a horrible person with gift cards.
You're a waste.
And they finally changed the rules because it used to be where if you didn't use it, they could deduct money off of it for
a long time.
But then
they said that's illegal.
That's illegal, which thank God. But I still now have a stack of gift cards just like you that
why don't you guys use
them? I'm not a planner. You are such a planner, Lori. You have planned out the next 2 years, vacations, where you're staying, what you're wearing.
No, I have not.
Your brain works differently.
Yeah, no, I have not planned it like that.
But I mean, so anyway, use your gift cards. It's just a reminder
Thank you, Mom and Dad, who don't use the gift cards.
But someone went through effort to give you those darn gift cards.
Oh,
I know. It just made me laugh. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX with 7 locations in the metro area, including over in Hudson. And, it is like, you know, it is something that when kids at first they go, what, I got to do extra, you know, first talk them into the test. Let's find out what's going on. Why is homework so hard? Why can't you remember anything? What is reading? We want to like collectively, let's tackle this together.
The test is easy and it's kind of fun.
And it is very eye opening and it works. Think of it as like you're working one-on-one with a trainer at a gym or something, but you're working on your brain and they know what part needs the repetition, the game, the thought process, and it sticks.
It works. It all starts, like you mentioned, with an eye-opening assessment. When you mentioned Lori and Julia, that's 50% off. Call Learning RX today. Gang, flooring is so hot right now. All the different types of shades, your woods can come in, all the great tile options, all the great carpeting options. It's just kind of really really cool how much you can do with carpeting. Remember, I got the carpet remnants even from Hammernix, and how that has changed my basement. We are so happy. Everything is great with a good pad, too, I'm just going to say.
Right. Hammernix, and it's cold on that lower level of your house.
I love carpeting. Yes. I love being able... I have a mix of both in my house, and I think you do, too. It's just... There's so many cool options. And if you have never been to Hammernix Flooring Superstores, you're missing out.
You are.
And they're open 7 days a week. And this is a local company. Lynn and Ted are very busy right now with St. Paul Winter Carnival that they're champions of. But go stop by one of their stores. They're on the west side of town on Bass Lake Road and 169, on the east side of town on Rice Street. They have the best pricing in town, the best product, and great people.
What's the meaning of this?
Okay, so this was a little story that happened while you were gone, Julia. So
here's a little ditty.
Yeah, the Hollywood Reporter had this actors round table.
Okay.
And Austin Butler, Colin Farrell, everyone basically who's been getting nominated, and they're interviewing each other, talking about stuff.
Yep.
And Austin shares the story about how he came to be involved with the Elvis movies. And he said, there was this Elvis Christmas song on the radio and I was singing along and my friend looked over at me and goes, you've got to play Elvis. And I said, oh yeah, that's a long shot. Mm-hmm. And people were upset because the friend was his girlfriend of 9 years, Vanessa Hudgens.
Gabrielle from High School Reunion.
Musical.
Yes.
And Vanessa Hudgens had told that same story in 2019 on Live and Kelly, because she was, I don't know if
they were still together
or not. But anyway, but people were mad because he referred to a girlfriend of 9 years as a friend. And
I would too.
Instead
of saying my old girl, my ex-girlfriend.
Or just say, my ex, Vanessa Hudgens. I mean, give credit.
I agree.
Give some credit. So, Vanessa Hudgens, she's out there, you know, on social media.
Vanessa-ing it.
And yesterday, a voice coach was asked by Page Six or People Magazine to explain Austin Butler still talking like Elvis.
Right. Okay.
And this voice coach said, well, when you've been doing a voice for 3 years, that voice change may be forever. And it's like, you know, everyone was But anyway, someone commented on Instagram to this story. Austin went to the School of Lady Gaga Oscar training.
Oh, hysterical. The House of Gucci, the mother, the father, the House of
Vanessa
Gucci.
Vanessa Hudgens. Oh, wow. Vanessa Hudgens responds to that response and just says, captions it, crying.
Okay, that's super funny. That's super funny.
But I don't have any problem with Vanessa doing that.
No.
Austin, you don't need to refer to Vanessa as a friend when you dated her for 9 years.
No, that's
not the way.
And everyone saw you in pictures, and she was the bigger star than you, by the way.
And you know, people are getting that. You know, he's been asked to keep his 20-year-old girlfriend hidden because he's 31.
They want him to have an Oscar.
Yeah, the optics. They don't like it.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Jen Chow. Remember, we were
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's right. The reunion starts on. It's already been taped, but it's Wednesday night. But we knew that Jen Chow wasn't. She was uninvited to the reunion. She was told
she's a convicted felon and going to jail.
Well, when they taped it, she hadn't been sentenced yet, but she told Bravo, you can't ask me anything. Well, her whole season was saying she was innocent.
Right.
You can't come to a reunion and say you're not going to talk about it. So she dropped out. We've known housewives to do this. Lisa Vanderpump did this. We've had people not show up. But Jen Shaw tried to make it seem like Bravo was doing her dirty, but they were just like, no, you're not going to come on and then say you can't answer anything. So then we heard that Andy would do a sit down with Jen Shaw, like he did with Teresa Giudice.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I don't remember that, but okay.
Okay, they did.
Okay.
A one-on-one.
Of course.
Yes, when she came out of prison.
Oh yeah. Well, she hasn't even gone in yet.
Yeah. So now Jen has did a big long Instagram story, saying that she's legally, emotionally, and mentally able to do an interview. But she must remain silent because Bravo is unwilling to remove contractual provisions.
Like what? Like they have the right to do whatever they want with the audio?
In other words, they could do the Bravo wink when she says something. They could pull up something of her saying the exact opposite. I guess.
If I was her, first of all, I would just, I wouldn't even answer questions. Of course, it's extremely unreasonable that she would ever even do this.
She'd already agreed to do it.
She's so dumb. It's painful. This woman, she's smart as a fox because she got away with what she was doing for 10 years.
Right.
But she's so dumb.
Yeah.
Why would you ever even consider this?
Yeah, she's the one who let us know.
Because it's your bloody ego. Yeah. And you want to be in, like Alec Baldwin, needing to talk immediately to the press instead of listening to attorneys. And that guy from TGX, the cryptocurrency that had to talk to George Stephanopoulos. He slit his throat doing that, you know, cut off his toes despite himself or whatever the saying is. But I mean, really seriously, there is these egos of these people.
Well, we
check yourself.
We've been surprised because like that had been announced. Oh, she was going to do a sit down.
Why would she ever do it?
We don't know. Julia, we
go
don't know.
Away and just have some shame.
Do you like this idea from Don Gunvalson's parody account? Don Gunvalson, who was married to Vicky.
I liked him.
We need a real housewife ultimate girls trip in 10 years with all the housewives who've been to prison.
And invite the Chrisleys. Invite Chrisleys. Yeah. Invite Chrisleys.
And maybe Elizabeth Holmes can be the real housewife of Beverly Hills.
Okay, isn't that hysterical?
Probably, you know, represent that. Get that money.
That's hysterical.
Okay, P as in P-E-E, Diddy is trending for a very good reason.
Like peeing? Like urinating?
No, P. Diddy?
Oh, P. Diddy.
Okay. Used to be Puffy. His girlfriend, you know, because he's got a couple young Miami, revealed that she likes golden showers. And so now Diddy.
Did he change his name again?
It's trending all over the place. You cannot make it up. And she's his consensual non-monogamous girlfriend.
Yes.
Young Miami.
Yes.
That's what they call it.
He's married, right?
Or has, a consensual non-monogamous girlfriend. And it's not having an affair.
No.
It's
an open relationship.
It's an open relationship
that his wife knows about.
That's not monogamous.
Oh.
And she just revealed on her show that she loves a good old-fashioned pee-pee shower.
Can I tell you what I learned about that? Because I just never really knew.
What a golden shower was.
I know. Of course I know what it is, but I didn't know where it took place. And when that woman was...
Anywhere. The world is a urinal for many people.
Well, this is what I learned on that lady, you know, from England who made the sexy rooms.
The
sex bedrooms on Netflix that was on last year. And so she had a couple that really enjoyed this. And so, it was in the shower.
Shower. Well, or you have a rubber
pad on your bed.
Get the rubber sheets, you know.
Yeah. Or like an outdoor shower situation.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, you know. And then you just, like, some people like it. I never wanted warm pee on me.
Except if you have a jellyfish on your bite, on your leg, you then you pee then all over me.
Then I want a pee-pee shower, if that really works.
God.
But anyway, if you're wondering what... P-E-E-Diddy. It's because P. Diddy.
Thank you.
Consensual, not your girlfriend. Let us know.
We'll be back.